This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Phil Cook is a busy man. He's been playing in his band Megaphone with his brother Brad for several years. Recently performed a tribute to his guitar hero Ry Cooder. Popped up on Amy Ray's most recent record and is getting ready to kick off a Mardi Gras celebration tomorrow in Durham. It's called Hey Pocky Way, a Mardi Gras primer, and it's being held at Spectre Arts. Phil joins me now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mardi Gras is a big deal in Durham.
Yeah. It is, and there's a lot of people doing a lot of events, which is amazing. I love bringing the spirit of that great American city, New Orleans, up here, and let's just share it and spread it around, you know.
Where you get to Hey Pocky Way?
Hey Pocky Way is a saying that is kind of thrown around in the Mardi Gras Indian culture down in New Orleans, and often when Mardi Gras Indian tribes would mask, that means they dress up in all the regalia and costumes they've made all year. And on certain holidays leading up to Mardi Gras, they meet each other in the streets and they perform ceremonial dance. It's an amazing culture. Everyone should look it up if they can. It's awesome. But one of the phrases that comes out of there is these kind of two-way pocky way, which means you go your way and I'll go mine. And then the Meters, like and some other great R&B acts, just put those phrases into songs. Put them in there. So we adopted it from the Meters recording of Hey Pocky Way, which is just an amazing just anthem for New Orleans.
The whole event is sort of a benefit for the Hillside High Marching Band, right?
Yeah. You know, I grew up a marching band kid, and I spent all my summers going to practices. I was in the pit, and, you know, I knew what it was like to work really hard for something and get really competitive, and all my weekends throughout the whole fall were spent out of town on tour buses going to big competitions. It was a really important part of me. So when I went to do something like this, it just seemed really natural to have it be a musical beneficiary and something that involves like kids. And so I looked up a marching band and found out Hillside's got a historically great marching band, and they've done a lot, and thought, well, every marching band is underfunded. That's universal.
It's a given.
It's a given. So we're just going to give the proceeds to them and let them do what they will with them. They have good uses, I'm sure, ready for.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's expensive to put that many kids in a bus and haul them all over America.
The uniforms.
Tell me about some of the bands that you've got that are going to play along with you. We'll get to yours in a minute, but what else is going on?
Well, we've got Boneslinger, who's a band from Raleigh, and made up of cats who used to be in Countdown Quartet back in the day. Real big New Orleans aficionados that we have living right here in the Triangle that are playing authentic, wonderful music. And so I had to have them. They're the first ones that popped into my head, you know, when I wanted to do this event. So,
well, we'll play a little bit of that right now.
Tighten up, but loosen your grip. I put both hands on your lady's hips and have a kiss. On the cheek of the lips, I have a drink.
You've got your own new outfit called Phil Cook and the Guitar Heels, and I wonder if you could tell us who's in the band besides your brother.
Well, we got my brother Brad from Megaphone. We got Matt McCon from Bon Iver's playing drums with us. James Wallace from Mount Moriah and a million other bands in the Triangles playing keys. And then a kind of a roving cast of other people that are going to be joining on the fifth and sixth and seventh wheels from time to time when they're available. And those will all be familiar people to anyone who's a Triangle Music fan.
So are you guys playing new songs, or are you going to rock some old favorites?
I had some things kicking around in my head for a couple of years now that just aren't instrumental, and they're not for Megaphone. And so it's been a long time developing them. And I'm really excited about the direction it's headed, and the musicians couldn't be more, you know, top notch.
You've got a special guest chef that's whipping up some food?
Woo! Yes, I do. Chef Ricky Moore, Saltbox Seafood. Went and ate there like last year sometime, and I've eaten there almost every week since I ate there the first time. Yeah. The man has a gift.
He has won you over.
He has won me over. He's a great guy. He's got a great operation, and his mission about food is humbling and incredible. So he was the first choice that came to mind as well. He's going to set up an opportunity for everyone to enjoy themselves fully.
And what do you have any idea what he's got on? What he's going to cook up for us?
Oh, we're doing a low country boil. We got crawfish coming in live from New Orleans that morning. Wow. There, we're going to be using them and having a big boil. It's going to be all out on tables. People are going to be able to just smell it for blocks. It's going to be amazing.
And you've got a special brew for this event as well.
We do. Got the Pony Stores Brewing, which it seems that no one can keep his beer on tap. And luckily, I got some ins, and I grew up with the guy, so I happen to have an in. So the Pony Stores will be at our event, serving their brews.
So that's all going to be tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 5, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then on Sunday, tell me a little about the screening at the Pinhook.
Oh, yeah. So the follow-up and the other piece of this is that I got a film from New Orleans, a New Orleans film about a New Orleans piano player by a New Orleans director. And it's all about James Booker, who was an incredible R&B piano player, played with Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Fats Domino, all those people. But really kind of had a crazy career of self-sabotage and tragic, you know, mental health issues that kept him from being a household name. But if you go down there and ask any piano player who's anyone, they'll all say he was the guy. He was the guy. And so they finally made a film about him, celebrates his life by everyone who knew him around New Orleans, and more crazy stories than you can shake a stick at. So we're going to screen that at noon at the Pinhook. Downtown Main Street, Durham, at noon on Sunday, the 2nd. Really excited. If you're a musician or not, you will love this documentary. It's so well done.
Phil, it sounds like a great weekend.
I can't wait.
All right. Phil Cook and his Guitar Heels are headlining Hey Pocky Way, a Mardi Gras Primer at Spectre Arts in Durham tomorrow afternoon between 1 and 5. Phil, thanks again for stopping by this morning.
As always, Eric. Thank you.
Yourself a schooling. If you think I'm fooling, I'm gonna tell you just what I heard. I got the word from a little old bird. He said you got one. You got one. You got one hell of a nerd, babe.
baby, I got one hell of a nose. I don't know much about it. Yeah, 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 one hell of a nose. You ought to know much about it. Yeah, 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 one hell of a nose.